有你的地方就是天堂 A Place Called You 来自于歌手 Emma Stevens。 欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。收听节目的同时呢，你可以通过新浪微博 DJ Candice 监狱来与我互动。当然呢，如果你想了解更多的英文好歌，可以关注我的微信公众号 Candice C-A-N-A-C-E。听着这样的歌曲，好像沐浴着阳光，吹着海风，听着浪花拍岸边的声音，右手有你，身旁有你，心上是你，这是最美好的画面和场景。本来呢，以为这是一首甜蜜幸福的歌曲，然而听完整首歌曲，发现歌词带着一些遗憾。然而尽管是失意，也用一种快乐的方式演唱出来。其实装作开心，你便会比你想象的更坚强。一起来听听这首 A Place Called You。 Long ago and far away, you took me to a place I can't forget. You're my knight in shining armor. I guess you just don't realize it yet. I've been cooped up in a tower.欢迎回来，这里依然是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。下面的时间让我们来了解一下歌词大意。 You're my knight in shining armor, I guess you just don't realize it yet. If you're my knight in shining armor, guess you just don't realize it yet. 多希望你就是我的白马王子，但是呢，我想你并没有意识到如此。Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, 这是一个名词，表示骑士、爵士或者是武士。Knight in shining armor, 歌词中的这个短语呢，是表示穿着闪闪亮亮的盔甲的骑士。那在这里呢，翻译成了白马王子。Armor, A-R-M-O-U-R, 就是盔甲、铁甲的意思。Armor, Knights fought in armor, 这个简单的例句大家听懂了吗？ Knights fought in armor, 骑士穿着盔甲打仗。 Fought, F-O-U-G-H-T, 就是 fight, 打仗的过去式。 Knights fought in armor, 骑士穿着盔甲打仗。I've been cooped up in the tower for hours and hours, but the wrong guys all try to rescue me. 我困在了城塔上，日复一日，来拯救我的人却不是你。Coop, C-O-O-P, 作为名词呢表示笼子，那作为动词的时候它表示把什么关起来。We have to coop the dog up all day. 我们呢必须把狗整天都关起来。We have to coop up the dog up all day.好，来学习一个短语 fly the coop. Fly the coop, 字面上来理解呢，就是从笼子中飞走了。其实呢，这个短语表示突然秘密的离开或是逃走。 Fly the coop, 比如说 Two prisoners flew the coop last night. 两名犯人昨晚越狱了。 Two prisoners flew the coop last night. 歌词说 I've been cooped up in the tower. 那我呢，困在了城塔里，困在了 tower 里面。For hours and hours, 一个小时又一个小时的过去，日复一日。But the wrong guys all try to rescue me. 但是呢，来拯救我的却不是你。Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, 这是一个动词或者是名词，都表示营救、援救。They rescued the boy from danger. 他们把男孩救出了险境。They rescued the boy from danger.It's sunny and funny and quirky and oh oh oh, a little piece of heaven. 那个地方晴朗、快乐又独一无二，那是天堂一般的存在。Quirky, Q-U-I-R-K-Y, quirky, 这是一个形容词，表示离奇的、古怪的。Quirky. He looks a little quirky, but that makes him sexy. 他看上去呢有点古怪，但是这使他看起来更加的性感。He looks a little quirky, but that makes him sexy. 好了，下面这个单词是 heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, heaven. 作为名词的时候表示天空、天堂。那我们来了解一下关于它常用的短语。首先 move heaven and earth. 字面意思就是移动天和地球，那就是竭尽全力、全力以赴。Move heaven and earth. 比如说I will move heaven and earth to help you. 我将尽最大的力量来帮助你。I will move heaven and earth to help you. OK, 第二个短语 under heaven, under heaven. 首先我们来听一下例句。What under heaven have you told her? What under heaven have you told her? 那如果去掉 under heaven, 想必大家一定能听懂。What have you told her? 就是你告诉了他什么？那这里的 under heaven 起到了一个强调的作用，意思是究竟、到底，意思是你究竟告诉了他什么？ What under heaven have you told her? 好，那关于究竟和到底呢，我们还可以用上 on earth, 这也是同样的意思，表示究竟、到底。 On earth, under heaven. Who under heaven would have done such a thing? 究竟谁会干出这样的事来呢？ Who under heaven would have done such a thing? Why kiss another frog? You're the only one I want. It's obvious, why can't you see? Won't you take me to the place we used to meet? 您正收听的节目是听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯奈斯。今天的声音稍微有一些沙哑，因为 I've got a cold, 我感冒了。那借此也提醒大家一定要保护好身体。好了，今天的节目就到这里，我们下期再见，拜拜。
place called you.